guys. I'm Megan. I'm here today with Joey, Patrick, and Madison. We are at Stone Valley Recovery. They've been so kind as to let us use their space to do our reflections. And today we're doing September 6th. It is Removing Threats to Sobriety. Except when to do so would injure them or others. From Alcoholics Anonymous, page 59. Step 9 restores in me a feeling of belonging, not only to the human race, but also to the everyday world. First, the step makes me leave the safety of AA so that I may deal with non-AA people out there on their terms, not mine. It is a frightening but necessary action if I am to get back into life. Second, step 9 allows me to remove threats to my sobriety by healing past relationships. Step 9 points the way to a more serene sobriety by letting me clear away past wreckage, lest it bring me down.
For me, step 9 was just put to me as simply giving that person who you've harmed the opportunity to have somebody to forgive. It's up to them whether or not they want to, but to present to them somebody who's recovered, somebody who, not that I had an excuse to do the things I did, but I recognized my wrong in doing it. And being able to say, this is where my mind was at that time, not blaming alcohol. Some of them didn't go well. I remember one in particular, I kind of bared my soul and they looked at me because they had done harm to me as well. I cleared my side and they went ditto. Immediately called my sponsor. But for the most part, the people did accept that and were just, that's all they were looking for was somebody to forgive, the opportunity to for me to deserve forgiveness. And it wasn't for me, it was just their opportunity to be over that chapter if they hadn't been already. Many people didn't even think about it anymore, and I still was. So for me, the ninth step, and it really came down to the hardest part was actually doing it. It wasn't sitting there. It wasn't in the moment. It was getting myself geared up to do it. And luckily, I had my higher power, fate, the universe, whatever you want to call it, put me in position where I had a huge amends to make, and I really wanted to not. And I ended up back home in Ohio with the person who lived in Virginia, and I was living elsewhere, and we showed up at the same wing joint that we always used to go to together, and it was just there. And it was just like, oh, so I kind of have to do this now. And it certainly wasn't as bad as I had made it in my head, and it wasn't, it was just there to be done. And from that point, I didn't hide from trying to do these amends that I needed to make, because it helped her, it helped me, and some of them, they're living amends, I'm always going to have to, as long as I'm not drinking and I'm still progressing in spirituality, my parents, for instance, or grandparents are happy, but sitting down with them, that was the toughest part, easily, not the actual doing them.
I have to make an effort to remember that I'm carrying out a living amends and I'm not allowed to be a dry drunk. And I'm not allowed to treat people like I used to treat them. That's like just second nature, especially in my really close relationships. I'm guilty of that. And I have to remind myself, like, oh my gosh, you don't get to be that person anymore. And I don't even want to be that person anymore. I like, it just stirs in my mind and just, it's like a circus. It never stops, but it's like a circus of terror. There's no fun to it. And acknowledgement. So for like the actual amends, like the in-person, excuse me, my tongue, I'm getting all blah, blah, blah.
The ninth step.
Oh my God, just leave us alone. So acknowledging that I did something wrong to another person, I feel like allows that person to heal. Because if somebody did wrong things to me or had harmed me, and then they acknowledged that they did so, it's almost like a validation of my subconscious thinking that, like, oh, you didn't deserve that. Because for me, subconsciously, when things are done and I'm like, that hurt, like really hurt, I think, wow, I must have deserved that or that wouldn't have happened to me, right? So like I live my life feeling like crap. So when someone acknowledges that, it allows me to heal a little bit, you know? And I, especially living in a society where I don't think the majority of people aren't on a spiritual journey, you know, so they don't just like track their subconscious and like try to track everything down and just forgive their entire past, and that's not a normal thing. So people in everyday society can really benefit from alcoholics and addicts or anybody acknowledging the harm done that they've done to another person.
Yeah, we've discussed that before. 12 steps for everyone. Trust, 12 steps for the world.
Make the world a better place.
Yeah. It really works for all of our problems. And this is cool because it actually says that this restores us not only to the human race, but to just the everyday world, right? So, and on their terms, not ours. Mm-hmm. It says that we do this except when to do so would injure them or others. Not would injure me or scare me or frighten me. It's not based on how it makes me feel. We're only looking to not cause any more harm to others. Right. But we don't get to say, I don't know, this feels kind of tough. And like Patrick touched on, those things come up. Those situations, they come up at the perfect moment, in God's timing, when it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the willingness thing that I continue to work on and have that ready as my tool, you know, because it's gonna happen. You're gonna be faced with your past. We all are. And God, with the program, you don't really have to be scared about it. It's almost like I welcome the opportunity, and hopefully I say what I need to say to clear my side of the street and to give you some peace and some serenity in your life today. And hopefully ditto is not the response. But if it is, I can handle that today, because at least you were willing to hear from me what I needed to say and how I wronged you. So, you know, there's never going to be a perfect response. There's never going to be a perfect amends. They're all so different and unique. It is what it is. I feel like it's perfect for that moment, for that time, yeah, for what needs to happen. It's the willingness that needs to be there to get it done.
I think it was good that I was directed by my sponsor to go into like the process of making amends with no expectations of what I was going to get back, like what the result was going to be. Like ultimately I was told that like I'm going in there to get a peace of mind, you know what I mean, for myself, like, you know, just get that little bit of a sense of ease and comfort of I own my part as a man, you know, I'm willing to do I'm not going in there to necessarily apologize, but I'm owning my part, I'm admitting my wrongs, and I'm willing to do anything to right my wrongs. And it's funny because, you know, like those, I love the uncomfortability. Like, I love going in there because I love it. Like, I don't, it's like an adrenaline rush, you know, I'm going in there, I feel that, like, pit at the bottom of my stomach, and I'm like, oh my, and it doesn't matter how long sober I have. I went in to make an amends to my sister at like 2 years sober, and I'm like, I got this, you know, this is gonna be easy. And, you know, I'm bawling my eyes out like 2 seconds in. I'm like, oh, like, you know, it's like, you know, it was a humbling experience to know that, you know, it never changes, you know, it'll always be uncomfortable. Like, you know, facing who you were and knowing that there's change a part of it. But the reality is, for me and my eyes and my perspective now, it's like, if I'm making amends and someone tells me, you know, hey, you know, don't contact me anymore. Like, if you want to know what you can do, right? Don't contact me anymore. Like, live your life, go about your way. You know, that's that. You know, that's the easiest amends to make. I'm like, all right. But if someone like my mother and my grandmother, you know, who passed away, and my grandfather, and they're telling me, keep doing what you're doing, you know, live this life, stay a man of integrity, stay a man of God. That's the hardest amends to make, because I'm going to have to, you know, be a man of my word and keep walking this path, you know, no matter how hard it gets, you know what I mean? Because we do go through hardships in recovery. But yeah, it was good for me to know that I'm going in there with no expectations. And those are the best amends, man. When I'm not planning it or like meeting up for someone, like, I need to make an amends to you. you know, I've walked through the mall and ran into like an old buddy and was like, this is it, man. Like, and I was walking through some stuff in his recovery and I'm like, man, I got to make amends to this kid. And I made amends to him and, you know, it was amazing. It was like, there's God again, you know, shining light on my darkness. Like, look at the life you get to live today. You know, like no matter what you're going through, like you still get to own up to your stuff. And I love the uncomfortability. Like without it, you know what I mean? Without it, I don't see the growth. And this is just a part, you know, it's like earlier on in the steps, you know what I mean? There's other promises like with the fifth step, but like that's facing us, you know what I mean? Like that's really looking at us, but like facing other people, you know, that's where it's really at. Like I'm really facing you to be all right with the world now. Like, you know, I already got right, you know, mentally and spiritually. And now I'm trying to get right with the physical world. You know, I'm trying to get right in that realm of life to where, like, I'll be okay to where I can walk down the street, you know, and not be like, man, I harmed that person. They see me, you know, it's all bad. But I've done so much damage that I feel like I'm going to probably be making amends a lot, like, throughout my whole recovery. It's not like I just nailed them all, like, at once, you know, because there's some people I haven't had contact with. And it is what it is, and I'm okay with that because without, you know, without growth, there's no improvement, you know, and I love the fact that I can live a day-to-day life and have those opportunities to make those amends whenever God presents the opportunity.
Ninth step really is a maintenance step too. It's right there with 10, 11, and 12, that willingness to continue and allow, and you probably put it a better way than me than to allow them someone to forgive, but to allow them an opportunity to heal, to find peace and serenity that we managed to find. And in their eyes, possibly undeservedly. But I, having that willingness to continue to make amends, you know, I had to do it face to face. So there's some amends that I haven't made that were, you know, on my eighth step that I still, when presented with the opportunity to do so, I make it. And I'll, as part of a daily inventory too, you know, you have to continue. I at least do. If I did say something or hurt somebody and it affected them, my purpose, my goal, and my sobriety is contingent on making that amends.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I heard a lot of really good stuff here. And we are not done with the ninth step. I'm sure it will be back.
We will.
If you've heard anything that strikes you today, if you have questions, you or a loved one is wanting help, reach out. We're all here for you. Please feel free to contact us. We have a helpline waiting by. And you can like, comment, share. Let us know how we're doing. If you have questions, comments, concerns, check us out. We're on Detox to Rehab. Again, thank you to Stone Valley Recovery. And we will see you guys next week for more fun stuff.
Cool, guys. Awesome.